Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a common problem that many Jeep Cherokee owners face, the dreaded no key fob detected message. You know the one. You're all set to hit the road, press that start button, and nothing. Just that frustrating message staring back at you. But before you panic and consider calling for help, I've got a really simple trick that might just save the day. Now here's the deal. If you're getting that message, the first thing I want you to do is take your key fob and hold it directly against the push button start. I mean, right up against it. When I tried this with my Cherokee, I was surprised to see that even though my fob was right there, it still said no, key fob detected. So don't be discouraged if it doesn't work on the first try. You might have to be persistent, maybe 5, 6, or even 10 attempts. Trust me, it can work. While you're holding that fob against the button, press it firmly and hold it for a couple of seconds before trying to start the vehicle. Sometimes it takes a moment for your Jeep to recognize the fob, especially if the battery is low. So, be patient. When it finally works, you'll hear the engine roar to life, and all will be right with the world again. Now let's talk about why this happens in the first place. The most common reason you're seeing that no, key, fob, detected message is a dying or dead battery in your key fob. Most fobs use a CR2032 battery, which is just a standard coin-style lithium battery. When that battery's voltage drops below around 2.5 volts, your Cherokee might not pick up the signal consistently. This issue seems to be especially common with 2022 through 2024 Jeep, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee models. They have a bit of a sensitivity issue with the keyless entry system. But wait, there's more to consider. Cold weather can also affect battery performance, and signal interference from metal objects or other electronics can mess things up too. If you've tried the key fob trick multiple times and it's still not working, it might be time to think about replacing that battery. Now, replacing the key fob battery is super easy and won't break the bank. You can pick one up for just $3 to $10 at any auto parts store, Walmart, or even online. All you need is a small flathead screwdriver or a coin and your fingers. Here's how to do it. Look for the seam where the two halves of the fob come together. Use your screwdriver or a coin to pop it open. It should come apart easily. Just don't force it or you might break the clips. Inside, you'll find that CR2032 battery. Take note of how it's oriented before you pop it out, then slide in your new battery the same way. A common mistake is installing it backward, so double check that positive side is facing up. Snap the fob back together, making sure it's fully closed for a good connection. Okay, now that you've replaced the battery, sometimes you might need to resync your key fob with your vehicle. The process can vary a bit depending on the model year, but here's a method that works for most. Cherokees. Get inside, close all the doors, and turn the ignition to the on position without starting the engine. If you have a push button start, press it once without your foot on the brake. Then turn it back to off. You need to do this quickly, on and off 10 times within about 10 seconds. For newer models, you can also try pressing and holding the lock and unlock buttons on the fob at the same time for about 5 seconds. You should see the vehicle lights flash or hear the horn beep, which means it's recognized the fob. If it doesn't work the first time, don't worry. Sometimes it takes a few attempts to get it right. Now, what if you've tried all this and you're still seeing that pesky message? This is where things can get a bit more serious. You might be looking at issues with the body control module, or BCM. This little computer handles your keyless entry and starting functions. If it's not communicating correctly, you might see error codes pop up like U0140, which means there's lost communication with the BCM. Before you rush to the dealership for diagnostics, I recommend picking up an OBD2 scanner. They usually cost around $100 to $150 and can save you from multiple trips to the dealership. You can use it on any vehicle you own, not just your Jeep. Another potential issue could be the antenna that picks up the key fob signal. If that's faulty, your vehicle won't detect the fob, no matter what you do. In such cases, you'll likely need professional help to get it replaced. Lastly, always make sure your vehicle's main 12-volt battery is in good shape. If it's weak, it can cause all sorts of electrical gremlins, including issues with the keyless entry system. You can have it tested for free at many auto parts stores. To wrap it all up, if you're ever faced with that no key fob detected message, remember, hold that fob against the button, check, and possibly replace the battery, and consider resyncing if needed. If all else fails, don't hesitate to seek professional help. So next time you encounter this issue, you've got some tools in your toolbox to tackle it. What's your experience with key fobs and car troubles? I'd love to hear your stories. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.